Thank you so much. If you are a guest with us tonight, we're so thankful that you came to support a friend or family member in their decision to follow Christ, signified through baptism. And thank you to all of our online viewers and members and guests. Thank you for joining us as well. You know, not normally do I start with a lot of exciting announcements, but these are exciting. I have to tell you, and if you're not sure what this means, I'll try to explain it as quickly as possible. Every year, we commit to helping children around the world have a Christmas through Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child. And with every shoebox goes the gospel to be preached to these kids in foreign lands. This year, we committed and we were able to dispense all 1,100 shoeboxes because of this amazing church, amazing people. So now all we got to do is get them back, okay? So fill them up, bring them back next weekend, and that's November 5th and 6th, and the weekend after, the 12th and 13th, need them all returned. And we are a central location where others will be dropping them off, so help us out, make sure you get them back. I'd really encourage you. Next weekend would be ideal. And then I asked you as a church if you would be willing to step up after the fire. It's hard to believe it's going to be a year in December since the fire that did affect 48 of our families, but more importantly, affected an entire community. And we knew that we were not going to be able to raise enough money in a couple of weeks to build houses. I mean, many of these people really need our prayers because they built their houses for $160 a square foot, and it's like $700, $800 now. But needless to say, there were a lot of needs of families, and we were willing to help them out. We just, through our pastor of Reach, Shelley and Leah, the department, and many volunteers, we were able to help out nearly 30 families with $117,200.43, and every penny went to those families. I was able to sign thank you cards along with Pastor Jason last weekend, and thanks to Shelley and the team. You helped them out. You helped them get school supplies, clothing, kids that lost bikes and beds, and you, Grace Church, in a couple weeks, $117,000. I just want to give you a hand. Great job. Amazing. For you who don't know, we are building a community center. A lot of times churches build facilities for themselves. God has blessed us. We have multiple services. We're going to build a center of hope. And we do so much in the community, and we want to double down on that, triple down on that. And so the Center of Hope, over the next 3 to 5 years, we're raising funds to build that facility. And our campaign lead volunteers, Jason and Summer DeFreya, beautiful people, wonderful inside and out. If they reach out to you, you've been identified through the study, obviously, and don't say, who are you? Okay, you need to know who your church is. We do have thousands of people, but we want you to know that Jason and Summer will be reaching out. One of the needs that we have immediately is that about 157 of you were identified through the Steyer Group study as wanting to help and participate. We need 6 of you who committed. So out of the 127, we need 6 to step in and help us. You'll be reaching out to the top 150 givers who said, yes, I'm going to give. I'm just not sure what. And we're going to start calling through that list. You're going to be part of the campaign cabinet. So if you look at the email, it's campaignleads@gracechurchco.com. Just email them real quick. Say, yes, I made a commitment. I'd love to do this. We just need 6 of you. And if we get more, that would be ideal. Okay? Now, if you've not been a part of Grace before or you haven't been a part of our baptisms, man, this is the Super Bowl for our church. And if you're a Bronco fan, it is the only Super Bowl you're getting this year, all right? And I've been a lifelong Bronco fan, but that's reality. So here's what I want you to know. This year, we have continued to see many come to know Christ as their Savior. And we decided that because we see children make this decision, we wanted to welcome our children's, our Grace Kids ministry, to all of the services. Now, there'll be many more tomorrow in the 2 services. But we're going to celebrate our Grace Kids ministry as well. And yesterday, we had our Fall Fest, kind of a Halloween alternative, had nearly 800 here at the church last night. I think they were all here at the exact same time I was here, that's for sure. And it was so cool to see 80 volunteers from the church And we saw Abby Stocker and Finley giving the gospel through a drama. It was so great. And I'm just so grateful for our Grace Kids ministry. Carla, who leads it up, Carla Morgan, and Tristan, and Courtney, and Kim. Just so thankful for them. So I want to have our Grace Kids staff, if they're in here, stand up. And all of you who volunteered with the Fall Fest, would you just stand up for a minute? We're going to have a family celebration this weekend. Yeah, so great. Thank you all. Man, it's cool. So if you don't know anything about us, we are very community-oriented. That's what we're about. And we want to get the good news about Jesus to the community. And last thing I'll say is, you saw a Christmas tree. Some of you are like, I'm really bothered by that. I wait till after Thanksgiving, right? I hear you. But that Christmas tree takes on a whole new meaning. Our pastors of care are leading that up. If you pull off an ornament tonight and buy a couple, you know, when you go get those gift cards that have become the substitute for all good shopping, buy a couple extra, and they're going to go to families in need, both throughout our ministry and in our community. And so just pick a couple up tonight, bring them back when you get those gift cards, bring them back next week or so, and we will help other families have a Christmas that would not have one otherwise, okay? And I want to say this to all of our children that are in here from kids ministry. I want to try and make sure that I'm cognizant of that this weekend and let them know, you know, there's a reality about baptism. First of all, what we need to know, and some of you may not be a Christian, may not be like, I'm not religious, I'm just supporting somebody. We're not religious either, okay? As a matter of fact, we think religion, unfortunately, became a substitute for the truth, which is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. But in saying that, baptism is not part of your salvation. I'm going to show you what the Bible says baptism is in one of the stories about Jesus tonight before we dive into these amazing baptisms. But baptism is an outward expression of an inward transformation that took place at salvation. For some, just a few weeks ago, a few months ago. For others, many, many years ago. Some even decades ago, who said, you know what, I got saved, but I never took this step of obedience. And really, the first step of obedience we're called to take is to get water baptized, to signify our faith in Jesus Christ. And kids, when you get baptized, everybody, when you get baptized, it really is about joy and happiness. It's about God who is filled with joy over your decision to follow Him. And it's about your joy of knowing that by following God, you have purpose and direction. And you have an entire ministry, local and global, to stand beside you in this journey, to walk with you. You will not walk alone in this. And baptism's kind of like, you know, I know a lot of kids today are involved in some sport. I have four of my grandchildren getting baptized tonight. It's a pretty special night. And yeah, thank you. And all of them are athletes, and all of them play soccer and basketball and baseball and football. And they understand this, that when you join a team, it's about the team. As a coach of nearly 30 years, I used to say this to my high school teams. I said, the off season is about the individual, but the season is about the team. You get better in the off season. During the season, we're going to be great as a team. And you are, as a being baptized, you are becoming part of the team officially at Grace. And you are part of this amazing body of believers that is doing great work, both in our church and in the community and throughout the world. And so I want to just encourage you, especially speaking to the kids tonight, it's kind of like joining that sports team. And how do you join? Well, good news is you don't have to pay those excessive fees. It's free. Jesus paid the fee. As a matter of fact, the fee is that all of us, when we're born into this world, are born sinners. We can't do anything about it. We're born sinners. And the Bible says if we die in sin, we spend eternity separated from God because He's not just a loving God, He's a holy God. And that would seem cruel that He would create us and then allow that to happen, except for the fact that He instantly made a way for all of us to have the assurance of heaven and a new beginning. And that comes through this great, very well-known verse that even if you're not a Christian, you've seen it at a football game or a basketball game or somewhere. Look at John 3:16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Did you know that Jesus, when he was on earth, when he came to die for the sins of the world, the way that he signified his earthly ministry beginning was baptism. Can you believe that? God in the flesh didn't have to be baptized, but he did it to show us how to follow him, how to follow him in this example. And he was baptized by a wild man, a guy named John the Baptist that wore camel hair and ate locusts and honey. And listen, don't look down on that. I've been in the jungle for 25 years. Some bugs are really tasty, all right? But he ate locusts and honey. And John was about 6 months older than Jesus. Some would argue maybe even a cousin of Jesus, obviously not by blood, but by marriage. When Elizabeth was pregnant with John, Jesus was in the womb of Mary. She walked in the room with Elizabeth, and it says the baby jumped in the womb of the mother. John's entire mission was to be the forerunner of Jesus. And we're going to pick up the story in Matthew 3. And kids, we kind of write notes down here so that we can know what we're talking about and take it home with us. You're welcome to do that. If you didn't get one, you can raise up your hand. A greeter will come to your seat, give you the notes if you'd like to follow. I just don't want you to feel left out. But Matthew chapter 3 says this. Everybody take a look at this. Then Jesus left Galilee to come to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But when he waded into the water, John resisted him. Now, let me just pause for a minute. We see that phrase, Jesus left Galilee. Let me tell you how far Jesus walked. He walked 61 miles. I don't think any of you walked 61 miles to be baptized tonight, right? Some of you just walked from the front door because your husband dropped you off or your dad. But when he waded into the water, John resisted him, saying, "Why are you doing this? I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me to be baptized." And look what Jesus said. It's a powerful reality. And he said this, "It's only right to do all that God requires." Then John baptized Jesus. And as Jesus rose up out of the water, the heavenly realm opened up over him, and he saw the Holy Spirit descend out of the heavens and rest upon him in the form of a dove. Then suddenly, the voice of the Father shouted from the sky, saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved. My greatest delight is in him." Now, this is how Jesus began his service on earth. And this is how we actually officially begin our service in our ministry. It's how we say, "I'm following Jesus." Some of you are like, "Wait, I've been following Jesus. I just didn't get baptized." Well, I want to tell you something. It's not official. God still loves it, and he receives it, but it becomes official when you get baptized. People say, "Well, there's nowhere in the Bible that it talks about being a member of a church." Oh, yes, it's called baptism. That's the official membership into the church of Jesus. And it says, God's purpose is that we all live for God's glory. At Grace, we use our name to remember the five purposes we're on this earth. We're not here for six. We're not here for three. We're here for five. We're here to glorify God in everything that we do. As a matter of fact, when God said, "I delight in my Son," he delighted in everything Jesus did, and he delights in you. As a matter of fact, the G in our name stands for glorify. We're here to glorify God. Then the R stands for relate. We're here to build relationships with others. You can't follow Jesus and be healthy if you don't have a body of believers to walk beside you in this world. You need people who are going to stand strong with you, and that's what your church is for. Then we're here to act more like Jesus. Becoming more like Jesus every day should be our greatest goal. And then we're here to care for others. We do that by serving in our ministry. You're like, "Well, I'm just a kid. I don't really need to serve in ministry." Oh, you've been gifted with the Holy Spirit. And that goes for all adults. And I want you to know if you want to know where you can serve in your ministry, go talk to Carla. Go talk to your Grace Kids leaders, and they'll give you an opportunity to serve. We even have people serve in our ministry. We have young people serving, elementary age and junior high age, running our cameras, Bodie Faust and Caleb Hancock and Aaliyah Cauley and Abby Stocker for a while. Now she does photography, and I mean, they're serving in ministry, kind of putting some of us adults to shame, right? And the Bible really gives us three promises in this passage. And I want you to take this home with you tonight, especially those who are being baptized. Let's look at these. First of all, God gives us three promises when we get baptized. And the first is this: I'm now able to live out his purposes for my life. I'm now able to do that. Baptism is a picture of starting a new life. It's a picture of your salvation. You see, when you trusted in Jesus, you need to remember that when Jesus was dying on the cross, he had your face in his mind. He knew you personally, deeply, intimately. And when he was buried in death, you were buried with him. And when he rose again 3 days later, you were resurrected with him. Baptism is a picture of starting a new life. Sometimes we use the phrase turning a new leaf, turning over a new leaf. And the people were baptized by John in those days were committing to a new life. And let me just say this, they were putting their life on the line. As a matter of fact, they would face death and many of them would die. Aren't you thankful you don't live back then? But Jesus was just giving an example of how we are called to live. John the Baptist said in just a few verses before, he said that the Messiah would come into the world. And look at this in Matthew 3:11. In fact, I'm not even worthy enough to pick up his sandals. It's not in your outline. I put it on the screen. He said, I'm not even worthy to pick up the sandals of Jesus. And yet Jesus replied, it's only right to do all that God requires. Then John baptized him. Can you imagine if you were like a quarterback of your little league team and the quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning came to you and said, listen, I want you to QB the Broncos, right? And you're like, wait, you're Peyton Manning. He said, it's okay. I want you to do it. That's what he did for John the Baptist. And that's what it means to jump in and follow Christ, is that he's given you the ability to do miraculous things. Look at John 3:30. It is necessary for him to increase and for me to decrease. I also put that on the screen. So what we're saying tonight when we get baptized is I want Jesus to increase every day, and I want to decrease. In other words, the more people see me, the more I want them to see Jesus. Look at Romans chapter 6, kind of sums it all up. Sharing in his death by our baptism means that we were co-buried with him so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with him. We have been co-resurrected with him so that we could be empowered to walk in the freshness of a new life. Circle that. For by his sacrifice, he died to sin's power once and for all. But he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. So let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually view yourselves as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal while living daily for God's pleasure in union with Jesus, the Anointed One. And if you're not sure what those purposes are, then this is now the time to understand. To really understand what it means. And I shared those already: glorify, relate, act, care, and express God's love. So he's called us to live those purposes out in our life. Second, here's what we get. God's promise, second, from this story is I'm now able to be led by his Holy Spirit into the best life possible. Now I'm just going to acknowledge something, especially if you don't go to church or, you know, sometimes even for kids, that sounds a little weird. The Spirit, what is that? Well, I want to put that to rest. It's God in spirit. It's not an entity. It's not floating around in the rafters. It's the moment we trust in Jesus Christ, he indwells us in the person and work of the Holy Spirit. So the moment you put your trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit's in you. What does baptism do? Baptism really unleashes the Holy Spirit's power in your life. Look at this in Matthew 3:16. And as Jesus rose up out of the water, the heavenly realm opened up over him. Now, that'd be really cool. I'm not sure it's going to happen that way tonight. If it does, we're going to all stop and just worship, all right? And he saw the Holy Spirit descend out of the heavens and rest upon him in the form of a dove. You know, for the young kids, it's kind of like, you know, you got Peter Parker, and then you got Spider-Man, right? You know, Marvel Comics, DC Comics, it's like, wow, where'd that power come from? For us, it comes from God. He gives us the power to do the right thing when our friends are not. He gives us the power to stand up for good when there's a lot of evil. He gives us the power to talk about him. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. Look at Zechariah 4:6. This is what the Lord says. It's not by force nor by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord of heaven's army. Nothing, not even a mighty mountain, will stand in our way. When you follow God, he gives you the power to overcome a mountain. As a matter of fact, I would say this. The Bible teaches us, and uses the language of the Bible was Greek for the New Testament. And the word for the Holy Spirit in the New Testament was paraclete, not parakeet, all right, paraclete or parakletos. And that word literally means our advocate, our friend, our defender. He's the only person in the universe that will stand beside you when everyone else leaves. You have God who created the universe living in you. He's your friend. He's your counselor. Next week, we're going to start a series entitled, What on Earth Am I Here For? What am I existing for? And then afterwards, going into Christmas, we're going to talk about one verse, Isaiah 9:6. He is our wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And what does that mean for us? You know, when the Holy Spirit comes into our life at salvation, he doesn't force himself on us. Christians understand this. He's only going to work in your life as much as you give him room. He's not going to force himself. People say, well, I just don't understand why God's not working in my life. Have you opened every room of your house to him? Imagine you're the house because the Bible says you are. And God comes to live in you. He got in through the front door, Jesus Christ. But there's all kinds of doors in your house and areas that you haven't opened up to him. In order for the Holy Spirit to work through you and in you, you got to open every door. Say, God, take complete control. As a matter of fact, Ephesians 1 says, this is how it all happens. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Let me pause there. In ancient days, when this was written, a Roman ruler, like Caesar, would take his insignia ring. It was a ring that had his face on it. And he'd dip it in hot wax, and he would press it on parchment paper on a note that was to go to a certain receiver. And that was not to be broken. If that seal was broken, the message was null and void. So when you trusted in Jesus Christ, whenever that was, he put his signet ring on you. It's the Holy Spirit. And it says, the promised Holy Spirit is your deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. It's kind of like when you buy a house, you put down earnest money. That's the same meaning of that word, down payment. And God says, here's my Holy Spirit. He's going to be with you until you die or until I take you to heaven. That's his guarantee. So God promises, I'm now able to be led by his Holy Spirit into the best life possible. And then finally, I'm now able to bring him delight in this life and the next. I'm able to bring him delight in this life and the next. Bring him joy. That's what it means. It means that God takes pleasure in watching his children walk in obedience to him. You know, Jesus was baptized. He didn't have to walk in goodness. He was perfect, okay? So Jesus was the only person baptized who never sinned. But for all of us, when we make that decision, we say, I'm going to follow Christ to the best of my ability. You will sin. You'll mess up. We all do. We're all broken, and God has put us back together by his grace. So don't have this expectation you're going to come out of the water and I'll just never think about sin again. It's going to happen, but God is there through his Spirit, through the body of believers, through his word, through your family, to help you when you stumble. And this means this, Jesus was baptized, and in that very moment, look at the words that were spoken. And as Jesus rose up out of the water, the heavenly realm opened over him, and he saw the Holy Spirit descend out of the heavens and rest upon him in the form of a dove. You know, God takes such great pleasure and finds eternal joy in our obedience. The Bible tells us in John 14, 27, he gives us peace, and it's his peace. In John 15, he gives us his joy. He gives us his comfort in John 15. And he says, even in this scary world, he gives us the comfort of knowing he's in control. Look at Psalm 149 before we baptize. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let the faithful rejoice that he honors them. Let them sing for joy as they lie on their beds. God gives us his love, his joy, his peace, his patience, his kindness, goodness, gentleness. So every single baptism tonight is significant. It's a significant celebration of what God has done in the life of every single person getting baptized. I believe the greatest lessons we learn in life are not in Jesus' steps, they're in Jesus' stops. He stopped for the broken. He stopped for the poor. He stopped for the outcast. And what we want to learn from this tonight is that when we come out of the water, we're going to learn to stop and care about people and love the community around us and love our parents and love our spouses the way only God can love them through us. So my question is, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Maybe you came to a baptism, you're like, uh-oh, this guy's getting real personal. You know why? Because I want you to go to heaven. I want you to have a relationship with God now that lasts forever and enjoy the blessings of what I just taught. Ephesians chapter 1 says this in verses 4 through 7, even before the world was made, God had already chosen us to be his through our union with Christ, so that we would be holy and without fault before him. Because of his love, God had already decided that through Jesus Christ, he would make us his children. This was his pleasure and purpose. So let us praise God for his glorious grace, for the free gift he gave us is his dear son. For by the blood of Christ, we are set free. That is, our sins are forgiven. How great is our God. Amen? How great is our God. I was 8.5 years old, the same age as two of my granddaughters tonight, when I got baptized. I still remember the moment. I still remember the kind of nerves. And then I remember coming out of that water and going, God has a plan for me. He's going to do something in my life. And I don't know how significant it has been, but I know that it's been significant to me. I know that God has used me for his glory and his purpose, and every day I renew that commitment to him. And so we want you to know that we're celebrating with every one of you, whether you're young or old or somewhere in between. So I want to do this right now. If you are scheduled to be baptized, because we do also day of baptisms, we have the clothes, the changing area, the pastors to talk to you, everybody. If you're scheduled to be baptized, go ahead and stand up right now. Everybody else, keep looking at me. And you're going to exit to the back of the auditorium. There'll be pastors out there. They'll meet you. Don't worry. Just go on out there. They'll get you scheduled and taken care of, all right? And if you're baptizing someone in your family, go ahead. Matter of fact, while they're doing that, let me just say this. We believe that if you can do the greater act, which is leading somebody to Jesus or preparing them for it, you can do the lesser, which is baptism. And so you'll see parents and you'll see friends, you'll see a school teacher tonight that have been significantly involved in the salvation of those who are being baptized. But maybe for you, you don't know for sure, or at least didn't, that if you were to die, you'd go to heaven. Listen, I'd be remiss if I didn't give you that opportunity. If right now, right where you are, you want to know for sure you're going to heaven, it is simple. As a matter of fact, it's so simple, Jesus said, even a child can understand. Matter of fact, he said this, you can't enter the kingdom of God unless you become like a child. That's how simple. And what the world has done and religion has done is completely tainted it. It's made it almost impossible for people to understand. Think they have to go to church, give their money, turn over a new leaf, promise to be good, stop this, start that. All those things may be significantly good, but they will not get you to heaven, not one step closer. I already told you how. Jesus came into the world, lived a perfect life, died a gruesome death, took all your sins, past, present, and future, all mine, and he buried them and rose again 3 days later. And he said, if you believe, you receive salvation, and he'll come to live in you tonight. Can I have you bow your heads and close your eyes, please? Just for a moment, everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. If you're watching online, please do that. Just take a moment. Right where you sit, maybe that made sense. Maybe you thought you were saved because you joined a religion or part of a church and you realized that wasn't it. So right where you sit, just say these words to God in your mind quietly. God, I don't understand everything, but I understand you're perfect and I'm not. And I admit that. But tonight I realize that your son Jesus Christ died for me 2,000 years ago. That he paid for all of my sins. And that he was buried and rose again 3 days later. And right now, I trust in him as my only hope of going to heaven. I believe Jesus died for me. Friend, welcome to the family of God. You're going to heaven. You just saw it in Ephesians 1. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. And I want to pray for you. I want to have you stand up. I'm not going to have you come forward, but with heads bowed and eyes closed. In a moment, I'm going to have you slip up your hand and put it right back down. That just tells me you got it. So if you're saying, tonight, I am trusting in Jesus, I'm receiving that free gift. Would you just slip your hand up? Just slip it up. God bless you. Just slip it up. God bless you, man. Slip it up. God bless you, guys. Thank you. You can put it right back down. God bless you. You know, if you made that decision, maybe tonight you'd like to tell everybody, not only did I believe and receive, I'm going to follow Jesus. I want to live for his purpose. I'm tired of this life I've been living. I'm tired of not having purpose. I'm tired of going through the motions. I'm tired of the same old stuff. I want to live for him. Then when I pray right now, I'm going to ask you to go to the back. Just go out into the foyer and we'll baptize you tonight. Like I said, we've got everything you need. Just stand up now. Go out to the foyer in the back and we'll baptize you. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you. For these you've called into your kingdom tonight, Lord. Thank you for the free gift of salvation and for the joy we have in the many that put their trust in you tonight. Lord God, we commit the remainder of this evening to you as we celebrate the courageous believers who are saying tonight, I am committing my life to follow Christ, to be a vibrant part of my church and community. Lord God, may we celebrate tonight. May we relish every moment of this time and encourage those that are in our family of believers that they are making the best decision apart from their salvation they ever will. In Jesus' name, amen. If you trusted in Jesus, you can text the word believe to 720-895-9000. And we've got a Bible, new Bible. My latest book, Grace Happens, to really is a daily devotional. We've got other gifts for you. Or on your way out tonight, you can just stop by the Connection Center in the foyer and they'll give it to you right there. Just say, I'd like a new believer bag or a guest bag and they'll take care of you. You know, at Grace, we don't do baptism like golf claps or amen. We sing, shout, celebrate, clap, applaud, cheer. This is a big deal. And so we want you to enjoy this, make it a memorable moment for those you're supporting and for your entire family of believers here at Grace. So we're going to start now. We'll be bouncing back between the south tub over here and north tub over here. And I have the privilege of starting with this south tub right now. I'm going to turn my computer here. Over here is not only a good friend, Rich McCoy, but he's also one of our newest members of the staff here at Grace and has an amazing story. He's being baptized by his brother-in-law and with his wife, Tammy, that have had such a significant role in his spiritual walk. Rich trusted Christ as his Savior in 1988 and says that Grace Church met his spiritual needs at a time when he was searching and felt lost. He has a sense of family and home now, and he wants to be baptized to publicly declare that he is a Christian following Christ. Love you, brother. It's awesome, man. awesome. Well, Rich, I don't know if it's much of a surprise now, but it was a surprise to me as your beautiful wife, Tammy McCoy, is going to be baptized. Rich is going to do it. Did you know that, Rich? You're going to do it. Uh-huh. And Tammy says, I grew up in a Christian home. My parents were devoted members of the church and encouraged us to also be involved. It wasn't until my husband Rich and I got married that I was introduced to Christianity that wasn't religion. I cannot name a specific date or time that I accepted Christ, but after joining Grace, I learned what it meant to have a relationship with Him. The decision to be baptized wasn't the easiest for me. I struggled with old religious ideas because I was baptized as an infant. But today, I want my church family to know what a difference a relationship with Christ can do for you and your family, and the extraordinary blessings that come from walking this life with Jesus by your side. Amen. Beautiful. Love you, dear. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. You know, just so you know, when a pastor's baptizing, they're saying something along the lines of, you know, have you trusted in Jesus as your Savior? Yes, I have. Is it your desire to be baptized before all of your friends and family here at Grace? Yes, it is. Then I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. You're crucified with Christ, buried, and risen to walk in a new life. So I just want you to know that we don't put microphones near water. Okay, so just want you to understand that. But now you know, I, as a grandpa, could not be prouder of this little guy to my left, Calvin Barnhill, who he kind of started this amazing move throughout all of our grandchildren. They've all been talking about it. And Cal's parents are Chad and my daughter Brittany's, are also our executive pastor. Chad's going to baptize with Britt there. Calvin said this, I trusted in Christ when I was 5 because my parents told me that Jesus died to pay for all of my sins and that I would have a home in heaven if I put my trust in Him. He said this, I want to be baptized tonight because it's cool and I want to show everyone that I believe in Jesus Christ. Way to go, Calvin. He's also helped out by his uncle Jacob, who claims he's his best friend. He says that quite often. Also, my second oldest granddaughter, Zoe Barnhill. Zoe also, obviously, mom and dad are there, and Chad will be baptizing with Britt and Jacob. But Zoe said, I trusted Christ as my Savior when I was 5, almost 6 years old, when mom and dad told me what Jesus did for me on the cross. She said, I am so excited to serve Him and follow Jesus, and I want to be baptized tonight so everyone knows that I am a Christian. Proud of you, baby girl. It's awesome. Woo! Yeah! Way to go! Woo! That's amazing. That's so great. You know, what a reminder that parents have such a significant role in their children's lives. To share the gospel with them is the most important thing you could do. And even if they don't become a believer through you sharing, you're planting the seeds. And when God's timing is right, it'll happen. That reminds me of this young guy over here, Lucas Hancock, born and raised in this ministry. His mom, Charlie and Ange is part of our staff. He's going to be baptized by Pastor Paul Faust, one of our amazing pastors, and his incredible dad, Charlie, who should be on staff because he does everything around here. But Lucas has attended Grace Church his whole life. He said, I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was 5 years old. He said, I wanted to go to heaven so I could ride the cool golden bicycles on the cool golden streets that will be there. Yeah, amen. He wants to be baptized today, first of all, to show that he believes in Jesus, and secondly, because today is his 7th birthday. Wow. Woo! Way to go, Lucas. Wow. Well, to my left is two more of my grandchildren. This is my oldest granddaughter, Kinsley Long. She's going to be in the tub with my son Jordan and daughter-in-law Kim. They're going to baptize her. Kinsley trusted Christ in Sunday school when she was about 4 years old. She wants to be baptized tonight because she believes that Jesus died on the cross to take away all her sins. And she wants to show everybody that she believes in Christ and that God is her Savior. Her parents told her that Jesus died on the cross for her, and they were going to church and telling that to her often. And she decided to put her trust in Christ that day in children's ministry. Proud of you, baby girl. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Her and Jace's grandma and grandpa have been a part of this ministry since day one. Kathy's worked for us for years, and it's just exciting for both of us to share these two beautiful grandchildren. Jace Long, obviously Jordan and Kim are his parents, going to baptize him. But Jace said, I was 3 years old, and I put my trust in Jesus. I raised my hand whenever they asked, do you believe in Jesus, then that he died for you. And he wants to be baptized tonight to show others that he put his trust in Jesus, that he died for all of his sins. He said, I'm going to Sunday school, and the teachers kept teaching me a lot about God and what he did for me. So I decided then to put my trust in Christ, and tonight I want to show everyone that I'm a believer. Good job, buddy. Proud of you. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Nothing better. To my right is Troy Finkel, and Troy's going to be baptized by Pastor Scott. Troy said, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior 3 months ago. He said, my wife brought me to Grace Church. He said, it's my desire to be baptized today to begin developing a deeper relationship with God and to show everyone that I've accepted Christ as my Savior. Troy, so proud of you, brother. Man, amazing. Yeah. Man, it is just a night for amazing stories and amazing young children. Not so young anymore, but Aaliyah Colley, her mom and dad, Aaron and Christy. Christy sings on the worship team, and they've both been involved in so much in this ministry, from youth ministry to everything in between. And Aaron's going to do the baptism tonight with Pastor Jacob. Aaliyah said, I trusted in Jesus as my Savior when I was 4 years old. She said, my parents always told me about Jesus. She said, I've been at Grace my whole life, and I've learned to follow Christ. I want to be baptized tonight to keep following Jesus, and so that everybody knows I'm trusting him to follow him the rest of my life. Way to go, Aaliyah. Well, I have to tell you that to my right is an amazing couple from an amazing family that we met through tragedy, the loss of Brittany's dad, Val's husband, a hero in this community, over 30-year veteran of the Federal Heights Police Department, and just an amazing man and father and husband. And through that tragedy, Pastor Jacob, myself, Pastor Leanne, we went to visit and prepare for the memorial. And I often say I've never met a sweeter, more amazing family in my whole life. And they have just dove into this ministry. And Dante is a first responder, firefighter, a hero in our community. And he's in the, yeah, amen, yeah. And that goes for his wife too, Brittany. And Dante said, I was raised in a church, and I believe I trusted Christ as a child. but I didn't feel comfortable in the church, so I stopped going until 7 months ago when my wife and I, Brittany, came to Grace. She said they feel like they found a home church and they want to be baptized today to follow Jesus and deepen my relationship with God. Dante, so proud of you, man. Love you. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget, we walked in the house, we met Val, and we looked over the side, and Jacob walked around the corner, and he saw a picture, and he goes, Dante? I play basketball with him. I mean, that they literally had connected before that. It was just like God was all over it. And that led to meeting this sweet woman, Brittany. And Brittany has been coming to Grace, obviously, for 7 months as well. She said, I feel that God led me here so that I could learn what it really means to believe in Christ. Brittany said, I want to be baptized to show that I'm a believer, and then I want to continue my spiritual journey in learning more about God and building my relationship. I'm so proud of you, Brittany. It's amazing. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. To my left is Samantha Greenfell, and her parents, Stephen and Jacqueline, are here. I'm going to be baptized by Pastor Jacob. And Samantha said, I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was in kindergarten. She said, I learned in church and school that Jesus died for all my sins and that I would go to heaven if I believe in Jesus. She said, I want everyone to know that I'm a Christian. So, so proud of you, Samantha. Yeah. Amazing. To my right in the south tub is Irv Kruger. And Irv trusted Christ many years ago as a child. But he says that since coming to Grace, he has been so encouraged to grow even more in his relationship with Jesus and to get involved in serving other people. He said, I don't have a recollection of when or if I had been baptized before. So I want to be baptized to further my spiritual growth, to be obedient to God, and to declare that I am a believer in Jesus Christ. Irv, I'm so proud of you, man. Love you. You know, I want to say something real quick before Enzina gets baptized. You'll hear statements like, hey, I was baptized as a baby, or I was baptized, you know, before I was a believer. And, you know, it's fine if churches and denominations want to baptize as a dedication for the parents, but it's not really a baptism biblically. The biblical baptism happens after you trust in Christ as your Savior. And so that's why when you hear that, I know some of you come from maybe churches or, you know, evangelistic movements or Catholicism that does that. It's not a slam on that at all. It's just understand the biblical baptism happens after salvation. And Zena Martinez, there with her mom, Heather Hernandez, she's going to be baptized by Olga and Jeff. And obviously, Pastor Jacob's in there. And Enzina said this, I believe in Jesus when I was a young girl, and now I know that I'm a child of God, and it's my desire to follow Jesus. By being baptized tonight, I'm showing that my desire is to grow and for everyone to know that I am a Christian. And Zena, that's amazing. So proud of you. Beautiful. Oh, Over here to my right is Daryl Sheffer. And Pastor Scott's going to baptize Daryl. Daryl says, I've been coming to Grace for just 6 weeks now. He said, I trusted Christ as my Savior in 1991 through the pain of divorce from my first wife. After dealing with much grief and remorse from past immature decisions, I'm ready to grow in my relationship with Christ. I want to be baptized to demonstrate my desire to follow Jesus with God's help. So proud of you, Daryl. That's incredible. To my left is my neighbor and friends for a long time, their oldest daughter, Adeline Sutton. Lucas and Amanda are there, and what's so cool is she's going to be baptized by her teacher, Kaylee. When I read this, I was like, Kaylee, thank you for your faithfulness. How cool is it to have a teacher that's committed to sharing Christ with their students? Thank you for that. Adeline says this, I accepted Christ when my teacher at Faith Christian Academy explained the gospel in class, and it made sense to me. I want to be baptized in my church today to be obedient to Jesus and so that everybody knows I'm a Christian. So great. Yeah, so great. Woo. So awesome. Yeah. To the south is Kristen Thurston, and she's going to be baptized by Rebecca Lind. Jeff and Rebecca and their family have been committed here for Grace for a while, and Christine became a believer in 2004. I love this, as a result of watching The Passion of the Christ and discussing the movie with her family. She was convinced that Jesus died for her sins, and she trusted him as her Savior. She was baptized as a baby, but now wants to be baptized as an adult, because she wants everyone to know that she's a believer and she's on her way to heaven. Amen. So great. Why you didn't mention you're also on my volleyball team. So I don't know what happened there. To my left is Michael Toller, and he's going to be in the tub with Shannon, his wife. And Michael trusted Christ as his Savior about 2 months ago at a weekend service here at Grace. He has gone from being deeply depressed and suicidal to now having purpose to live. And because of what God is doing in his life, he wants everyone to know that Jesus has saved him from his sins. Michael, we love you, man. We're so proud of you, man. You do have a reason. Yeah. Woo! Yeah, yeah. Michael, that's two big guys in that tub over there. Shannon is in the tub, and reading Shannon's testimony, just very moving. Listen to this. Shannon has been coming to Grace about 2 months now. She believes that she put her trust in Jesus Christ in 2015. She said, when I became a young wife and mother, it threw me for a loop. All of a sudden, the trauma of things that happened in my childhood that I had buried and suppressed came pouring out, and everything I thought I had based my life on seemed to fall apart around me. Yet I've always known that God was there. Even as a child in my bedroom crying and pleading with God that he would stop my parents from fighting and show me love and affection instead of anger, he had me in the palm of his hand the entire time. Even when I didn't think he knew my name, now he has led our family to Grace Church, and I could not be more grateful and thankful for the love and acceptance we feel here. I truly feel like I have found my church home. And I am being baptized today because my heart is now turned toward God and want you to know that I am part of this family here at Grace Church. Yes, you are, Shannon. We love you. Yeah. my right is Katie Wilms, and she'll be baptized right before her son, Connor. But Katie trusted Christ when she was 15 years old, but did not really begin to follow Jesus until 2014. She originally trusted Christ as her Savior because she did not want to spend eternity in hell. For a long time, she did not really know what she believed. But through the love of her husband, she began to search out what her faith meant and what she should be doing. Being at Grace has deepened her faith and given her a real understanding of the gospel. She wants to make a public expression of her faith and commitment to God and to be a good example for her children. Katie, that's incredible. Thank you. Right there with her boy Connor Wilms, and he's got a lot of energy. I noticed we were gonna hurry and want to baptize him. I'm thinking, Connor said, I trusted in Jesus as my Savior in April of this year when the teachers in Grace Kids explained the gospel to him. He wants to be baptized to show everyone that he loves and believes in Jesus. Way to go, Connor. Silva. And Diana was raised Catholic, but was introduced to Jesus in her adolescent years. She said, I want to get baptized today, tonight, to take the next step and renew my faith and continue my journey. She started a journey a couple of months ago and has been going through a lot, but has come so far. Yes, you have. And Grace Church has been really instrumental in her progress and her healing. So she's looking forward to the next step, and we're looking forward to being with you. Diana, proud of you. Yeah. Yeah. Woo! This looks great. To my right is Pam Drybread, and apart from having the coolest last name ever, reminds me of my Indian fry bread, my Indian heritage, right? I love that. But Pam said, I was baptized as a young child, and I'm making the choice to be baptized now as an adult rather than her parents making that choice for her. She said, it's my desire to let everybody know that I am a believer in Jesus Christ. Pam, so great. Proud of you. Thank you. Finally, to my left, gets to end the night, Violet Trimble. And her mom's right around the corner there, and her sister. Violet said, I put my trust in Jesus Christ when I was 4 years old, but I am committing my life to Christ at 7. And she said, I want to get baptized to show everybody that I believe in God and I have trusted in Jesus and I am sure that I am going to heaven. Way to go, Violet. Proud of you. Yeah. Woo. Yes. I'm going to close this up for the night. Before I close this in prayer, let me just put your mind at ease. You're like, oh no, is this that time where they pass the offering plate? We don't do that, okay? But we do consider it an incredible privilege.